Weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Lots of sunshine this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 85. Southeasterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies. Tonight, lows level off around 59. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow, chance for scattered storms, high of 82. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 77.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. High school graduation is officially upon us across the state of Kansas, with many of those high school seniors looking at their higher education or going right into the workforce, as roughly 33,670 graduates across the state say they're excited for finishing up their high school degrees and looking to the future.
I got to meet so many different people, so many experiences. It's been really fun.
It's for the future, with some looking forward to college in the fall and others getting started on their careers.
I'm excited for the new chapter, what's coming up next in my life, meeting new people, new friends, and just feeling what my parents want me to do, so I'm excited.
I'm in the Army Reserves. After high school ends on June 5th, I will be sent to Fort Jackson, where I will complete my basic.
That audio from WIBW News. Overall, the state of Kansas has seen a slight increase in total high school graduates year over year compared to the 2022 school year, with the outlook for 2024 sitting just over 34,000 total graduates.
Look no further than Midwest Kia for your next new Kia or certified pre-owned Kia. The long-awaited return of rebates is here, so take advantage of factory incentives on 8 different all-new Kia models with as much as $7,500 in lease cash or special 2.99% APR for 66 months. At Midwest Kia, you'll find inventory in stock and available today with fair pricing that is never over MSRP and a better way to buy that is simple, transparent, and fast. We have 90 new Kias on our lot and ready for you today, with more arriving every day. Check out the new 2023 K5, sporty Sorento and Sportage, and the amazing Telluride. Are you considering buying a pre-owned Kia from anywhere else in town? Don't waste your time. Only Midwest Kia can offer you a certified pre-owned Kia and the peace of mind that comes with owning it. Visit us at Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Loans for well-qualified lessees. Limited powertrain warranty valid 5/11 to 6/1.
A former police officer from the Hutchinson area, Todd Allen, has been sentenced earlier this week to 23 and a half years in jail for rape along with other charges after accepting a plea agreement with the state of Kansas.
It's hard to even feel safe in a room full of officers, to be honest, because Todd Allen has ruined that safety for me and to the others that he has harmed.
An audio from KSN News, the Reno County District Attorney's Office said that they are pleased with the way the outcome happened.
Just like any profession, one bad person does not define the whole group. And law enforcement in this case did a tremendous job in putting together pieces of something that the defendant tried to cover up for so long.
Allen has been charged with one count of aggravated indecent liberties with a child, two counts of attempted aggravated sexual battery, two counts of attempted rape, two counts of kidnapping, two counts of rape, three counts of aggravated sexual battery, and five counts of misdemeanor breach of privacy. Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Every driver is different. So is every car insurance policy. At Blue Valley Insurance, we get it. That's why we offer an array of options, from affordable coverage options to extra services and money-saving discounts. We're here to help you build the best car insurance policy for your needs. What's more, the right car insurance coverage can help protect you and your loved ones in the event of a car accident, theft, or other covered loss. See us at Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. With election season for 2024 already heating up across the country, one organization's already trying to get a ballot measure on the 2024 ballot for the state of Nebraska, including the Nebraskans for Medical Marijuana. As KSNB Local Channel 4 says, they have officially filed a petition to begin their efforts, looking to overturn a decision from the Nebraska Supreme Court back in 2020, as they failed to gather enough signatures in 2022.
We are just one of three states that have absolutely no legal medical cannabis access for individuals. And that isn't something Nebraska should be proud of. We have many suffering individuals. We have children, such as my son with epilepsy. We have cancer patients and patients with, you know, horrible diseases.
House Krista Eggers, the campaign manager for Nebraskans for Medical Marijuana on KSNB Local Channel 4. They say that if medical marijuana is legalized, it could replace many of the harmful opioids that they see in the state. Mid-America Network News.
Horse Trailer Sales, the one call you need to make to get the most trusted brands in landscaping, utility, livestock, and flatbed trailers. Plus, they can service all makes and models of trailers,
even the ones they don't sell.
And no matter whether it's a service or sales call, Horse Trailer stands behind their products with great prices and exceptional personal service.
Which is why they're proud to be family-owned and operated.
Horse Trailer Sales, 620-545-7292 or online at horsetrailers.com.
Horse Trailer Sales.
When you're a military veteran caregiver, you start younger and care longer. You manage situations other family caregivers don't deal with. That's why AARP provides a military caregiver guide. It contains critical information that caregivers of military veterans need. This free resource is available along with a lot more. No wonder nearly 6 million veterans and military families are AARP members. AARP, on a mission to support veterans and military families. Visit aarp.org/veterans.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville City Council met Monday and continued efforts to clean up nuisance properties in the community. Code enforcement reported 5 properties reviewed at the last meeting have been cleaned up and resolved. 4 of their properties were added with a nuisance resolution notice at 410 Carolina, 500 Elm, 211 North 4th, and 1600 Calhoun. These have 10 days to clean up debris. Condemnation hearings will be scheduled within 45 days for 4 additional properties, including 1009 North, the former Eagles Club at 707 North 8th, Thunderbird Motel at 819 Pony Express Highway, and at 406 Jenkins for properties in disrepair. Unanimous approval was given to proceed with engineering services at a cost of $128,000 for the South 10th Highway 77 project, which is expected to be a $1.7 million project. Council expressed concern that a final connection to the Spring Creek Bridge is not included, and the State Department of Transportation has not responded to requests to consider including the work. A bid for repair and overlay of North 17th Street, adjacent to a new car wash under construction, was tabled for review if adding curb and gutter would be worth consideration. The car wash developers did consent to sharing cost in repairing the street damaged by equipment during construction. Repair and overlay only was bid at $45,000. Police Chief Matt Simpson presented a $50,000 bid for remote key control operations for the police department, City Hall, and Chamber and Main Street building, as well as a video surveillance system. Council consensus was to approve moving forward with installing the systems at the police department and the Chamber and Main Street building, and later review options for City Hall and the swimming pool. Washington City Council recently discussed options for resurfacing city streets, including milling and overlay, or recycling asphalt to reduce costs. 3 blocks near the hospital are being considered for replacement, with estimates of more than $1 million per block. U.S. Senator Roger Marshall was in Morrillville Wednesday, touring the State Line Dairy. The annual K-State Catbacker Tour concludes a 2-week run across Kansas this week and includes a stop Thursday in Seneca as well as Topeka. Your news on your time, the morning and midday news blocks, as well as our public affairs programs are downloaded on our website at KNDYRadio.com and available on our Facebook page as well. Tabrina A. Tabby Meyer, age 58, of rural Hollenburg, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Thursday, 10:30 at the Trinity Lutheran Church, rural Hanover. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Wednesday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Wednesday from 6 until 8 at the Hanover Mortuary, in charge of arrangements for Tabby Meyer. A memorial service for Ronald E. Ewing, formerly of Frankfort, who passed away December 30th, 2022, is planned graveside at the Frankfort Cemetery this Saturday, May 27th, 10:30, with the Patton Funeral Chapel in charge of local arrangements for Ronald Ewing. Marvell Boston, age 85, of Washington, passed away May 14th. A funeral service is planned Saturday, May 27th at 2 p.m., at the Morrillville Christian Church, burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Family will greet friends Friday from 6 until 8 at the church. Tibbetts Fisher Funeral Home of Belleville in charge of arrangements for Marvell, Boston.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing and is excited to introduce a new and improved mobile banking app for your smartphone. Simply search UBT Mobile in the App Store and download. It's a mobile-fast world, and so is United Bank and Trust, the bank for your future. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Still staying warmer today, sunshine with our highs in the lower to mid 80s. Partly cloudy skies overnight tonight with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. There will be a chance for some showers and thunderstorms on Thursday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Some showers may continue early Thursday night, then partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Sunshine throughout Friday with our highs in the lower 80s. Southeast winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Mostly clear skies throughout Friday night with our lows in the mid-50s and lower 60s. Still sunny throughout the weekend. Sunshine on Saturday with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Then a slight chance for some rain showers throughout Saturday night, staying clear with our lows in the mid-50s and lower 60s. Some showers may continue early on Sunday, then mostly sunny with our highs in the lower to mid-80s. And another slight chance for some showers throughout Sunday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late May 79, record high on this date 97, the average low 57 and the record low 37. Sunset this evening 8:41, sunrise in the morning at 6:07.
Physically and behaviorally, dogs and their owners often become remarkably similar. There's an explanation, and we will share it today from the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Many people struggle with the frustration of excess belly fat, symptoms of diabetes and arthritis. Maybe you've tried prescription drugs, exercise classes, and workout gadgets. A European doctor has uncovered a breakthrough that's helping save lives. It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. And details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. There are no special exercise gadgets to buy, nor will you be required to perform any strenuous workouts or spend money for high-priced supplements each month. This will work for you and anyone who is concerned about heart disease, diabetes, and low energy. At MeltingBelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to MeltingBelly.com. That's MeltingBelly.com. MeltingBelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, May 24th. It is the 144th day of the year. It's not your imagination. Dogs and their owners, by and large, do share physical and personality traits. Physical similarities are easy to explain. We're drawn to pets who are minus of ourselves, so we choose a pet with similar physical attributes. But even their personality is likely to mirror our own. That's because dogs are highly attuned to our emotional state. Research shows that animals who are high-strung and nervous are getting that vibe from their masters. A chilled-out owner, on the other hand, is likely to have a relaxed, easygoing pet. Something to keep in mind when training or trying to soothe your pet, they're picking up what you're putting down. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Get away with a shopping day at Reflections Hallmark. Beautiful home decor pieces, scented candles, last-minute gift ideas for any reason, plus Hallmark cards, as well as fabulous boutique clothing and accessories. For yourself, for your home, for someone else. Shop Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville. And remember, they do custom picture framing with lots of frames and matting choices. You're always welcome. Thanks for shopping local. Reflections Hallmark, downtown Marysville. Waterville's annual Nickel Day celebration is Saturday with fun family activities for all, including games from 10 to 2, the car show, beer garden, food trucks, a parade and bike parade at 2:15, rail rides on the Central Branch Railroad, and more. Nickel Day is Saturday in Waterville, and your invitation from Titan Trailer Manufacturing, featuring livestock and horse, aluminum, flatbed, dump, cargo, and utility trailers. Find them online at TitanTrailer.com and locate a dealer.
Performance Ag Service, your local Pioneer dealer striving to offer the best in seed genetics along with the best in service. Performance Ag, always the best from handshake to harvest. Call Thad Argenbright today. Blue Valley Technology, state-of-the-art technology, people-focused service, delivering the future of communications to local communities. Blue Valley Technologies.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Doug Downs. The Kansas City Royals brought the series even with the Detroit Tigers last night by getting a 4-1 win. The Royals recorded 11 hits on the night. Now the Royals have a chance to win another series as those two teams wrap up their three-game series at Kauffman Stadium tonight at 6:40. The Royals will have a day off tomorrow before they start a Memorial Weekend series with the Washington Nationals at Kauffman Stadium. Start. Last night they got beat by Memphis 10-6. Wichita State will now have to come through the loser's bracket. The Big 12 baseball tournament gets underway today down in Arlington, Texas. It's an early game for the Kansas State Wildcats. In fact, they will be the first one up against number 4 TCU. Kansas State is seeded 5th in the tournament. For the Kansas Jayhawks, they will take on the number 1 seed in Texas. You can see that game starting at 11:30 on ESPN+.
May is the month for electrifying deals at Midwest Kia. The long-awaited return of rebates is here, so take advantage of factory incentives on 8 different all-new Kia models with as much as $7,500 in lease cash or special 2.99% APR for 66 months. That's right, electrify your ride with up to $7,500 in lease cash on 2023 EV6 or purchase with a special APR of 2.99% for 66 months. At Midwest Kia, you'll find inventory in stock and available today with fair pricing that is never over MSRP and a better way to buy that is simple, transparent, and fast. Searching for a quality pre-owned vehicle? At Midwest Kia, we have doubled our inventory of certified pre-owned vehicles and are proud to be the only local dealer that can offer Kia manufacturer certification, giving you the peace of mind you deserve. Drive away with Kia's amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty on every new and certified pre-owned Kia today. And remember, we want to see ya in a Midwest Kia. Points for well-qualified lessees. Limited powertrain warranty valid May 2nd to June 1st.
The Kansas State School Activities Association, better known as KSHA, narrowly voted against expanding the high school baseball season despite the wishes of many coaches. The proposed expansion would have allowed schools to add 6 extra games to the season, but it would not have forced schools to expand their season. Coaches cited recruiting concerns and not getting enough exposure as a reason for lengthening the season. Because of the sweep by the Denver Nuggets against the Los Angeles Lakers, they will get to rest now until June 1st when the NBA Finals begin. The Celtics and the Heat do not have that luxury. The Celtics kept the series going by getting a 116-99 win last night over the Heat. The Heat now lead that series 3-1. For those that follow Wichita State men's basketball, August 1st through the 10th, the Shocker men's basketball team will travel overseas to Greece for a 10-day exhibition tour. The Shockers will play 3 games against international competition during their trip. The opponents and dates will be announced. It'll give the Shockers an advantage of 10 extra practices. Kansas Mid-American Network Sports.
Washington County Tiger Golf Team finished runner-up to South Gray in the 1A State Golf Tournament at Emporia this week, 14 strokes out of first, led by Monty Huckett, who shot an 84 both Monday and Tuesday for 12th place. Carson Kern was 18th, Connor Geppner 19th, among top 20 individuals. Centralia Panthers were 7th overall, led by Drew Gibbs, finishing 11th place with a 79 on Tuesday, and Paxton Bowers was top 20 with an 87. In the 2A state meet at Heston, Valley Heights' Jaden DeWalt hit 80 on Tuesday, 7 strokes ahead of Monday's finish, but did not finish top 20. Jack Lauer of Marysville High School was 18th overall in 3A at Dodge City with an 80 Monday and 77 on Tuesday.
Many area student athletes took to the track and field last week for their regional track meet. Punching their ticket to the state meet this Friday and Saturday in Wichita, both Washington County and Valley Heights had many athletes perform extremely well. A team first place finish was the final result after the dust settled for the Washington County girls as they won the 1A Mankato Rock Hills Regional. Junior Kirsten Tholstra placed second and third in the 200 and 400 meter dash respectively. Sophomore Addie Gakel made it a clean sweep in the hurdles, placing first with a time of 15.82 seconds in the 100 meters and another first in the 300 hurdles with a time of 46.77 seconds. Sophomore Mackenzie Baker finished third in the 800-meter run, while junior Lily Richard placed first in pole vault with a vault of 10 feet, while sophomore Jesse Hoover won javelin while also breaking the school record with a throw of 144 feet and 7 inches. The group of Tholstrup, Gakel, Hoover, and Alyssa Juneman placed second in the 4x1, while Tholstrup, Hoover, Baker, and Gakel brought home the gold in the girls' 4x800-meter. Senior Peyton LaDuke is the lone boy making the trip to Wichita as he placed first in javelin with a throw of 157 feet and 2 inches. The Valley Heights Mustangs will be sending a total of 15 competitors to the state track meet this weekend in Wichita. Running and hosting the 2A Valley Heights Regional, the girls' 4x8 team consisting of Ann Tober, Maggie Tober, Taya Smith, and Tessa Miller punched their ticket with a third-place finish. Individually, senior Taya Smith placed fourth in the 400-meter, sophomore Tessa Miller placed fourth in javelin, while fellow sophomore Brooke Porter finished third in long jump. The boys had a strong showing themselves, sending 8 competitors individually. Sophomore Jaden DeWalt placed third in the 100-meter dash as well as pole vault. Sophomores Montana Martin finished third in the 200, while Logan Gray placed third in the 400. Senior Caden Parker placed fourth in the 800. Juniors Kaysen Bigham and Tyrell Wagner rounded out the field events as they were both able to take fourth place finishes in discus and shot put, respectively. The group of Bigham, Parker, Ekstrom, and Gray brought home a third place finish in the 4x4, while the 4x8 third place also went to the Mustangs group of Gray, Ekstrom, Stryker, and Parker. The state track meet kicks off Friday at Cessna Stadium on the campus of Wichita State University. Thank you to the TVL Spotlight on Facebook for placing and times. Stay tuned right here all week as we highlight our area athletes during this spring sports season.
Kickafer & Bussing, certified public accountants in Marysville and now in Seneca, are qualified and available to assist you with all of your income tax and accounting needs. Stop by and visit Ken Kickafer, Kent Bussing, or their staff of certified public accountants and paraprofessionals. For prompt and friendly service, contact Kickafer & Bussing at their two locations, 1100 Broadway in Marysville at 562-2100 or 508 Main Street in Seneca at 336-2400 to set up an appointment. Kickafer & Bussing, where quality begins.
If you need a tractor that's small but mighty, Can Equip in Marysville has just the ticket. The Workmaster 25S subcompact tractor from New Holland. With 25 horsepower, a three-point hitch, rear PTO, and mid PTO, it handles chores a garden tractor just can't. Plus, this economical tractor gives you deluxe comfort and simple two-pedal operation that makes it easy to mow, load, dig, grade, and more. Stop by Can Equip in Marysville to learn more about the Workmaster 25S.
Sunflower Community Credit Union recognizes that members' health, both personal and financial, is top priority. In order to make your banking a completely safe experience, they're proud to now offer drive-in convenience, Monday through Friday, 7:30 till 5:30, Saturday, 8:30 till noon. Lending can be done remotely as well. Contact their friendly loan officers at 562-3741. New members always welcome. Call, go online, or drop by Sunflower Community Credit Union in Marysville for more details. Caring about your personal and financial health, Sunflower Community Credit Union.
Don't panic when you find flaky gray, green, white, or yellow substances known as lichens on the trunk or branches of your trees and shrubs. These growths do not damage the plant, but may indicate your tree and shrub needs a bit of TLC. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Lichens are composed of a fungus and green or blue-green algae. The algae provides the photosynthesis to produce food, while the fungus supplies water and minerals and protects the algae. This mutually beneficial relationship allows them to withstand harsh environmental conditions. Although the lichens usually don't harm the plant they reside upon, they are most common in declining trees and shrubs where branches have died, allowing the sunlight to reach the lichens. Reduce the problem by providing plants with proper care. Expand the mulch beds around trees and shrubs. Remove dead and damaged branches and water plants thoroughly when needed. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Bite Me Barbecue has more. Come stop by the bar, the salad bar, that is. Stop by daily from 11 until 7 and grab a salad to dine in or take away. $9 for a single trip or $12 for all you can eat. Call for all your catering needs. Barbecue and more. That's Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville.
Sometimes when a conflict erupts somewhere around the world, young men will volunteer for the war effort. That was the case for Milt. But his story is far larger than one man simply signing up to head to Vietnam. It's today's edition of the American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Milt Tarotti is quick to tell you this story is not about him, and that's true, but you do need to know a bit of his background.
I was a school teacher in Minnesota, married, and we had a child, and I came home from teaching history class at Duluth Central, and I told Jan I want to find out if I could lead men in combat.
So Milt followed up on what he felt led to do.
The Vietnam War was going on. Hippies were running wild on the streets. I decided to give it a shot. I went to basic training, $67 a month with a wife and child, and as a private E1.
He was a convoy commander in the Central Highlands. He went on to serve in the military for 26 years. Milt was also a successful businessman. But he had a pastime, if that's the right word, that remains an important part of his life today.
Then I started to get back into writing veteran oral histories as a different way for the veterans to express what they couldn't tell their families. You'll always hear people say, well, my grandpa or my dad and my uncle would never talk about the military, but they talked to me.
At the time of my interview with Milt, he had recorded and written 122 stories for veterans, with several more in the pipeline, so to speak. He never charges to do this. People just find him, he says.
We just talk, and we develop a relationship, and then that relationship allows them to develop the trust in me that they have, that I will record their stories the way they want it, without embellishment.
When I tell you that this has been a lifelong passion for Milt, that is very true. For next time, I'm going to tell you the first veteran he interviewed and how old he was at the time. It's quite a story. Tomorrow, as we travel the countryside in St. Joseph, Missouri, I'm Andrew McRae.
If you haven't already, now is the time to control woody brush in the pasture. Hi, I'm Jody Hankey. Burning, digging them out, and herbicides are your options as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Have you ever asked a farmer if they talk to their fields?
Promise me you'll grow nice and tall. You got that?
No, you were corn in 2013, not 2014.
Hope you were thirsty.
You think Cheryl's still mad at me?
After all that talking, sometimes it's time to listen. Your field has a voice, and John Deere Operations Center helps you hear it. Unlock every acre's full potential by using both agronomic and economic data. Visit johndeere.com/operationscenter and unlock your operation.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Pastures and rangeland can be taken over by woody shrub and tree species such as buckbrush, eastern red cedar, and honey locust. Left to grow, they can reduce the quantity and quality of desired forages. Walt Vick is a range management specialist at Kansas State University. He says there are several methods you can use either alone or in combination with each other.
Proper grazing management's top on my list in terms of thinking. You know, if we don't overgraze or do things like that, we probably won't have these problems as much. Fire is an important thing, so prescribed burning. We can mechanically cut these off based on their physiological cycle and do some good in terms of setting them back. And then, of course, there are herbicides that we can use on all these species.
Some are easier to knock back than others, and the methods will vary depending on the species. And it's rarely a one-and-done approach. For example, if eastern red cedar trees aren't more than a few feet tall, prescribed burning works well. However, they'll be back in a few years, and you'll have to do it again. Vic says you'll have the best results if you attack within a window of opportunity.
Timing is important in all these, and unfortunately, they aren't all susceptible at exactly the same time. Normally, you know, they need to be fully leafed out. Bud stage, as these plants start to flower, that's a good time to treat them with a herbicide.
Vic says it takes planning to get the right herbicides for a particular species in a field. Sometimes mixing 2,4-D with other products is the most effective way to get long-term control. Now, here's an interesting option. Goats. They'll eat just about anything and will mow down the brushy stand pretty well. Learn more about controlling pasture brush at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Grief and fear are gone. When I was young, I was mesmerized by magic shows. One of my favorite tricks was when the magician took one scarf and put it up his sleeve. Before you know it, he'd pull out a long string of brightly colored scarves. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. As I figured out years later, it wasn't magic. It was simply an illusion to make you believe scarves can multiply right before your eyes. You may be feeling like you have a single scarf that you'd like to magically multiply into many. It's tough to feel content when you want more. But I'll share a secret with you. There's a way, in real life, to feel content. Ask God to help you understand you're enough, no matter what it is, and practice gratitude. Focusing on all you've been given takes your mind off what you don't have and helps you recognize the many ways God has blessed you. You know, it's not magic. It's about being grateful for what God has provided.
A sad tale of citrus production in the United States today on Farm to Fork.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Cab to cab, season to season, there's only one way to do it all on your farm, Ag Leader It. Ag Leader offers the complete package of year-round precision farming tools to help you steer it, plant it, apply it, harvest it, and manage it more efficiently and profitably. For every farm and every field activity, Ag Leader It. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com for more information.
A new report from the American Farm Bureau Federation shows just how hard hit Florida's citrus crop is. Farm Bureau economist Daniel Munch produced the report.
Farmers often have to answer the question, would I rather continue farming another year, producing citrus in a state where I have all these disease issues or labor cost issues and hurricanes, or should I sell my land because I can make a bigger sales profit off of that?
Munch says Florida's 2022 citrus production was the worst in 70 years.
One of the reasons that we did this report is because we have these other factors at play that are difficult to change. Like, obviously, we can't control real estate markets or the disease or hurricanes. But I think it really kind of opens up the window to, all right, well, if we see this happening and the movement of this specialty crop, it kind of opens the door for other specialty crops down the road who might not be as impacted by these other factors to sort of shift overseas as well.
Munch says with the U.S. becoming a net importer of citrus, it's important to explore ways to fix the production problems.
Our goal is to make, regardless of the crop type you're growing, that farming remains an economical option in the United States. We can't have difficult regulatory dynamics or high costs preventing and discouraging farmers from producing these crops here. We want folks to be able to have access to fresh and safe supplies of specialty crops.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Through every season and every storm, the professionals at Eaton Roofing and Exteriors are the ones to call for all your roofing needs. Now celebrating 30 years in business, you'll appreciate the many years of experience and industry knowledge the Eaton Roofing sales and service representatives bring to your home. Visit EatonRoofing.com.
Your hometown roofing company, Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
Call Eaton Roofing today at 785-266-6060.
May is Maytag Month at your hometown Ashley Home Store and Brand Source Appliance Store. Large capacity Maytag washers and dryers are marked $588 each. And now buy three appliances and receive an additional $200 gift card free from Maytag. Brand Source Appliance also has large selections of in-stock appliances from Bosch, LG, Samsung, and Whirlpool. And always free shipping to your door within 100 miles on all purchases $299 and up. Ashley Home Store and Brand Source Appliance Store, Indian Creek Mall, Beatrice.
Car enthusiast, mark your calendar for Saturday, June 3rd. The 32nd annual Marysville Auto Fest is downtown on the Bricks. $20 per car entry fee will include drawings for door prizes, cash giveaways, and they'll award trophies. Entertainment with a beer garden throughout the day. A Friday night cruise, 5:30 till 8:30. Saturday, registration 8 till noon. The car show runs noon till 3:30. For details,
Phone 402-239-2971 or 785-556-0576. Find Marysville Auto Fest on Facebook.
Here's a look at your Ag News. From the Mid-America Ag Network, I'm Jeff Aiken. Today is May the 24th. It is Wednesday. USDA's National Ag Stats Service, National Wheat Stat Person, Jason.
Well, in the USDA headquarters, we gather the information and reports from all different states across the country together and summarize it and publish that. Our first forecast for winter wheat yield went out Friday, May 12th.
Given the 2023 crop facing variable drought conditions, that means more uncertainty in the data.
Well, each month that we do a forecast, our reference date is the first of the month. So when we do our surveys, we're asking the farmers, this date, what do you expect your yield to be at the end of the season? And assuming from that point, normal, that's how we handle the dryness, you know, or the drought conditions and so forth.
He says they use other technologies to determine forecasts as well.
Well, we do also have our objective yield survey, and we have enumerators that we train to go in fields and do some measurements. And so then, obviously, that would be an objective measurement of what the yields might potentially be. We do have some satellite data, and we utilize that primarily in wheat. We use more for planted acres. Unfortunately, our research has struggled to get very accurate wheat yields from that satellite data.
That's James Johansson with USDA NASS National Wheat Statistician. And let's look at your Ag News for this Wednesday.
Fighting feral rye in your wheat? Looking for a coaxium production system variety with excellent yield potential and drought tolerance? AgriPro brand variety AP18AX gets it done and more. AP18AX is a consistent top yielder in Syngenta Western Dryland Trials. AP18AX also has very good tolerance to stripe rust and wheat streak mosaic virus. Call your local AgriPro associate to book seed. Find agronomic and performance data and a list of AgriPro associates at agropro-wheat.com.
At United, we believe in helping our neighbors and strengthening our communities. When you choose United, you're not only getting the best wireless service in Southwest Kansas, you're also supporting the local company that supports our schools and sponsors many local organizations and community events. Join your neighbors already enjoying United's unlimited data, local customer service, and affordable rates, and get 3 months of free service on any new line. Stop by your local United store or visit getunited.com/3free and switch to United today.
Third Road Ag Sales have set by Agritech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
If you feel overwhelmed and intimidated when it comes to learning new technology, you are not alone. Today on the Successful Farming Tuned Into Tech series brought to you by John Deere.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Have you ever asked a farmer if they talk to their fields?
Promise me you'll grow nice and tall. You got that?
No, you were corn in 2013, not 2014.
Hope you were thirsty.
You think Cheryl's still mad at me?
After all that talking, sometimes it's time to listen. Your field has a voice, and John Deere Operations Center helps you hear it. Unlock every acre's full potential by using both agronomic and economic data. Visit johndeere.com/operationscenter and unlock your operation.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Right. Wright Implement, a John Deere dealership serving Kentucky and Indiana with 15 locations, is no stranger to educating and training producers who purchase new equipment and new technology. Kaylin Koch is the precision ag consultant for the dealership, and she says that baby steps are imperative when it comes to teaching and learning new technology.
Just to make sure that they never become overwhelmed, because the moment that we become overwhelmed, that's when we get hesitant on continuing to implement those technologies in our operation.
Bruce Westerfield is Wright Implement's Vice President of Technology, and he says knowing your customer is key.
It really depends on the customer, whether they're an innovator or lagger, on how they farm. Some will only want the basics without any electronics on it because that's what they've been accustomed to for 50 years. And some want to try the latest. So it's, you got to know your customer on how to deal with that one in particular. The thing that I would say back when Deere started the Precision Ag Venture as a dealership at that time, they called it Green Star Ready or whatever with AutoTrack. And right out of the gate, we didn't order anything with that because we didn't think we needed it. And lo and behold, 2 years later, you ordered it with all that stuff on it. So I learned a long time ago that you've got to adapt with technology, and convincing your customers to do that is probably the biggest hurdle that we have in the business right now to make them more efficient as a farmer and a producer.
Westerfield adds that once people understand how to use the technology and see their return on investment, they do indeed embrace new technologies that come to market. I'm Lori Boyer. For more information on Precision Ag, log on to agriculture.com.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides, and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aitken. Here's what we're looking at right now with the markets. You've got July corn right now. It's 586. That's up 8.5. September corn up 1 at 513. Kansas City wheat for July, 812.75. That's down 28.75. September Kansas City wheat, 807.25. That's down 26.5. July oats, 325.5. That's up 4. September oats, 334.75. And that's up 6.5 right now. Looking at soybeans for July 13, 23/4. That's down 1.75. August soybeans at 12.55. That's down 3.75. Looking at cotton for July, 81.88. That's down $2.47. Cotton for October, $80.86. And that's down $2.51. Live cattle for June, 166.75. And that's up $1.80. Live cattle for August, 163.92.5, that's up $1.35. Feeder cattle for May, 208.77.5, that's up 97.5. Feeder cattle for August, 234.45, that's up 97.5. Looking at oil, crude for July at 73.38, that's up 47 cents a barrel. Crude for August, 73.33, that's up 48 cents per barrel. Looking at gold on this Wednesday, gold for June, 1965.80. That's down $8.70 right now. Gold for August, 1984.50. That's down $8.30. Silver for May, $23.65. That's down 40 cents. And July silver, 23.25. That's down 37.5. Take a look at the stock market. You got the Dow down 283. S&P down 39. NASDAQ down 126. Let's look at your market information from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Look no further than Midwest Kia for your next new Kia or certified pre-owned Kia. The long-awaited return of rebates is here, so take advantage of factory incentives on 8 different all-new Kia models with as much as $7,500 in lease cash or special 2.99% APR for 66 months. At Midwest Kia, you'll find inventory in stock and available today with fair pricing that is never over MSRP and a better way to buy that is simple, transparent, and fast. We have 90 new Kias on our lot and ready for you today.
today, with more arriving every day. Check out the new 2023 K5, sporty Sorento and Sportage, and the amazing Telluride. Are you considering buying a pre-owned Kia from anywhere else in town? Don't waste your time. Only Midwest Kia can offer you a certified pre-owned Kia and the peace of mind that comes with owning it. Visit us at Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Bonus for well-qualified lessees. Limited powertrain warranty valid.
Bob and Georgina at After Hours Feed Supply carry Nutrina and ADM feeds for all of your pet and livestock needs. They also now stock Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. Saturday, 8 to 5. Open Sundays when they're home. If they don't have the feed you're looking for, let them know. They'll try to find it. Stop by and see After Hours Feed Supply, now stocking Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt at the west edge of Blue Rapids on Highway 9, or give them a call at 363-7344.
Disease, nutrition, temperament, temperature changes, and other stresses can affect embryo survival in cattle. K-State beef reproductive specialist Sandy Johnson focuses on how short-term changes in nutrition can impact embryos.
If we focus on nutrition, there are a number of metabolic hormones that regulate lots of things about animal homeostasis and how hungry animals are and how we use those nutrients. But they also impact the embryo. And one example we can give is if we restrict an animal's intake, we can see a change in insulin in a relatively short period of time. And I'm talking a pretty severe change in nutrient intake. And so we can see then if we experimentally try to replace that insulin in an embryo in a dish, that we can get relatively normal development compared to an embryo that faced insulin deficiency.
Johnson discusses how nutrition changes can influence what happens to some embryos.
If those changes occur when that embryo is at a critical time, then those embryos can be impacted. And so there are a number of metabolic hormones that are involved, and by using insulin as an example, I'm oversimplifying, but we do know these things to happen. It doesn't kill all the embryos. Some of them are more able to maybe adjust in some manner, but we do reduce some embryo viability by these changes in nutrition.
Producers are reminded of factors to take into consideration as their cattle are getting bred. She also shares what an ideal world would look like to increase chances of embryo survival.
So we just want to remind producers to be aware of, you know, some of these short-term changes at key times can impact embryo survival. And as we're forced into management situations to deal with feed availability, you know, we probably can't eliminate all of these, but we need to understand that they can have an impact and try to minimize those impacts. And, you know, our ideal world, if we had to move or change nutrition, if we could get those pregnancies to 45 days when implantation occurs and beyond, that would be the ideal world.
That was K-State beef reproductive specialist Sandy Johnson with how nutritional changes in the short term can affect embryo survival in cattle. To learn more about this topic, go to www.ksubeef.org to find her article, Influence of Short-Term Nutritional Changes on Embryo Survival. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Recent news and weather reports tell us that the storm season is already in full swing. This can mean devastating hail, damaging winds, tornadoes, or all of the above. Last summer, we saw locally firsthand what kind of damage these storms can cause in just a few moments, not only to your crop, but also to your bottom line. Adding crop hail to your risk management plan is a very easy and economical way to add full coverage for the full value of your crop. Rates are great, and now is the time to get those crops insured for that storm that may be on the horizon. Call Tammy today at Alliance Insurance, 785-562-2393 for more information and quotes. And thank you, farmers, for all you do.
Stockman, is your herd bull getting old? Do you need more hybrid vigor? Leuenberger has 30 Angus and Sim-Angus bulls ready for immediate pickup or delivery. If calving ease and strong growth with good disposition are traits you're looking for, these are right for expansion or replacement. Call Leuenberger in Waterville today. His cell phone is 268 800-387-0647.
You've depended on KNDY Radio to get all your local news, weather, and sports updates. Now you can depend on KNDYRadio.com as well, where you can find everything you've heard, missed, and more. Let KNDY keep you informed when severe weather strikes, and listen to your area high school football and basketball broadcasts, even if you're miles away from home, with our Listen Live feature. You can also look to KNDYRadio.com for school closings when the weather's rough. Make KNDYRadio.com your number one source for everything local and so much more. KNDY.
Waterville's annual Nickel Day celebration is Saturday, kicking off the Lions Pancake Feed at the Community Center from 7:30 till 10, plus games 10 to 2, a car show, plus beer garden, food trucks, rail rides on the Central Branch Railroad, and more. It's the annual Nickel Day celebration Saturday in Waterville. An invitation from the Citizen State Banks, Waterville, Marysville, and Hanover. Better products, better service, better banking. Citizen State Banks, member FDIC. The Warehouse Thrift Shop in Waterville, always accepting donations of good, clean, used merchandise. All proceeds of merchandise sold will benefit Twin Valley Developmental Services. And Cottage Hill Ag Supply. Darren Jacobson is your channel seedsman and offers precision planting products, Gilbro seed tenders, and Martin Row cleaners. Find Cottage Hill Ag Supply on Facebook.
One of the original classic country stations in America and still going strong. 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville.